T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Welcome back. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Elliot's going to join us coming up at 12. He spent a couple days down there in Orlando at the owner's meeting. Of course, opening day tomorrow. We got a pair of tickets to give away on the show to the opening night game, Saturday, 4:05, first pitch. Hughes Clues, first clue today, an actress. We'll get another clue coming up here. First, let's hear from Jeff Lurie before we go back to the phones. Yesterday, I thought there was an interesting answer, Lurie, about the play-calling aspect of Sirianni. Is that a negative, that he's not a play-caller? Here's Lurie on his history with play-callers and head coaches and really maybe how we've gotten a little bit wrong over the years.
What if you go back to, it's interesting, if you go back to who I've hired as head coach, with the exception of Chip Kelly, I've never hired a head coach who's really called any plays. They may have called it when they joined the Eagles or did eventually, but I've always prioritized as a head coach many, many other qualities. And I think that's been one of the important aspects. I don't like to talk about it a lot because I feel it's like proprietary how we choose head coaches. But if you go back, since you're asking the question, it's a head coach's responsibility to have the plays called really well. It doesn't matter who is calling the plays. You want to have an excellent play caller. Does that have to be the head coach? No. When I look for a head coach, I'm looking for things that have big ramifications beyond the ability to call plays. And they're all important, but it's never been the reason I've ever hired a head coach.
So I think that was a really interesting answer. A couple of things. One, he's truthful in an aspect. I think he leaves some things out of it. Like, yes, Andy Reid wasn't a play call before he got here, but then he called the plays.
Yeah.
Doug Peterson wasn't a play call before he got here, but then he called the plays. Sirianni wasn't, but then he called the plays when he first got here, and then it wasn't good, and he stopped calling the plays. Also, he did leave out that if your head coach is not the play caller, Hugh, and you have a good play call, that guy gets poached, right? That's why Shane Steichen left, because someone hired him. You know, the 49ers never have to worry about who's calling the plays. No one's stealing Kyle Shanahan. So he was truthful, but I thought he kind of went around the truth a little bit there with that answer.
Well, it's the evolution of the head coaching job. It's the evolution of it, and to his point. It made me think when I heard him say that. It made me think. And he's right, because Coach Reed didn't call the plays initially. Rod Dyhauer did. And I forgot about Rod. He was the offensive coordinator at the time. But there was one thing that Coach Reed did when he got here that to this day I still see him do with his other players. He exudes confidence and respect. And you never, like, as far as Coach Reed as a head coach, you always knew where you stood. And there was never a doubt where you felt like whatever Coach Reed did, you never second-guessed it. Mm. Even when Coach Reed had a blind spot for receivers, even when he had a blind spot,
and it was a blind spot,
it was a huge blind spot for receivers, you never questioned him. Now, with that being said, it's been documented that these players, and I'm just not speaking out of turn, because it's been said that Coach Sirianni, whoever called the plays, they didn't believe it and they changed.
Well, the Seattle play at the end of the game in Seattle.
So that's where I feel like to level the criticism against him. And on top of that, you criticized or you second-guessed the coach, to your point, Joe, that got you to the Super Bowl. He got you to the Super Bowl, and, you know, you're going into a game, and they call a play, and somebody said, you know what? Nah, I don't like that play. Because in essence, to be, if you're being real about it, I don't like to play because I don't trust your play calling. And I call something else. That's something that I've never been witness of when Coach Reed was coaching.
Well, no, that's different. It's a different level here. And I think it's evolved. You said that word evolution. It has evolved. I think what the Eagles look for in their head coach has evolved. I mean, Lurie stated the word. He used the word manager yesterday. Managers in baseball. The manager in baseball kind of just sets the tone and makes moves here and there. But the front office is how the baseball team is created and the players decide it. I think that's more of what Sirianni is here. And it's why I think we're overly critical. I don't think he impacts wins or losses that much, really. I mean, I think compared to a guy like Shanahan or Reed, I don't think he does. 215-592-9494. Have we been too critical here of Nick Sirianni? We'll get to one more thing Lurie said in a moment about his demeanor on the sidelines. I thought it was really interesting. But, Hugh, let's give people a second clue here. We didn't get to any of our Hughes clues in the first hour. So let's hit people with a second Hughes clue for our big prize today. What do you got?
The second clue is, and this probably gives you some little insight to, you know, how old I am. When I mentioned this person's name, this actress' name, Kyle had no clue. No clue who she was.
He was lost legitimately on this.
Not only did I not recognize the name, but I Google searched her. That's never seen this woman in my life.
Dude.
I'm surprised on this. I mean, Kyle is younger than both of us, obviously younger than you. He's also younger than me. I feel like he should have known this name.
I want to give y'all another clue. But
just
I'm not
wait.
Gonna do that. I'm
just wait. All right, but that's a big clue that Kyle had no idea who this actress was, but I think he should have.
But she played, like, for me growing up, this is kind of a clue, but you can say this for a whole lot of actresses back in the day. But she had a scene in a movie where it was just like, oh, wow. I didn't know she was working with all that.
Well, I think that helped. That's going to help people. All right, let's go to Jay in West Philly. What's up, Jay?
Julio.
Jay.
The one sport I think you do know is baseball, and I'm flabbergasted about his swerving thing.
How come?
You know he should not be hitting leadoff at all.
So the guy that gets on base more and they win when they do it, you don't want that leading off.
He's on the team when they win. He should be hitting fifth. He don't see enough pitches up there. He clogged up
the base. Doesn't see enough pitches. Jay, he sees more pitches than anyone on the team.
Oh, they walk him because Turner was behind.
No. He's walked
actually
his whole. Jay.
A better lead
he
off
Stott.
Stott.
Stott doesn't walk. He doesn't get on base as much.
You got me calling Kyle because I like him. But Julia, you know good well that he's not a good leadoff.
Let me ask you then. What makes a good leadoff hitter?
41 home runs with 41 RBIs.
What makes
That's
a good leadoff? Jay, what makes a good leadoff hitter?
First who get on base.
So hold on. Schwarber gets on base more than Stott. So you're done with Stott already. You took your whole point and threw it out.
So use your argument. You say he get more opportunities because he lead off, right?
Yeah, you get up more over the
and
course.
He's a mistake hitter, so they're not going to throw him nothing. Get behind. Where he could do more damage when he got people on base, right?
He could also do more damage to the team by striking out with guys on base.
Okay. So by your calculations, Ryan Howard should have been the leadoff hitter.
No, because he didn't get on base as much as Chase Utley. Yeah. Utley should have hit ahead of him. Utley should have hit ahead. Well, Utley was a better hitter.
No, I'm saying Ryan Howard is a better hitter than Kyle Schwarber.
The different hitter. Different hitter.
Different hitter. He's better. Yeah, he's different.
They're
as
different.
As far as Sirianni, which one of them got to you? Was it Eskin or Spadaro? Which one of them got you?
No. I mean,
you wanted him fired.
Well, I did want him fired, Jay.
Did
I did. I did. Jay, I would have fired him. I absolutely would have fired him. They should have fired him. But now that he's here, we talk about him as if he's a total bozo.
Okay, but this is the same thing I was telling you before, that he could be a CEO head coach and all of a sudden. Now, all of a sudden, we blame him too much. I think Eskin got to you. Spadaro.
I don't even respond to Eskin's text during the show.
You call him King when he just coming in. Ain't no way I'm calling Eskin King, man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that name was given to him. Yeah, sometimes the nicknames are given to you. Jay, what's your nickname?
Why don't they give him the name I give him?
What's that?
I don't think we can probably say his name.
Hey, you.
What?
You got to watch Julio, man. He got the Michael Jackson tendency, man.
Michael Jackson.
The Beyonce, George. He tried to go solo. His takes. He come on in, man, and everybody going at him.
Well, Jay, I mean, it's not easy being right here. All right, Jay, give me a guess here for Hughes Clues. What do you got? Who's the actress?
It's either.
He said either. Ain't no either or, dog. It's one. You get one guess.
Is it Pam Grier?
That's a good guess.
What'd he say?
Pam Grier.
Not Pam Grier, Jay. Jay, we appreciate it. I don't understand. Jay says, I ask him, what is the most important thing for leadoff hitter? He says, get on base.
That's what Kyle does.
Well, he gets on base more than Stott. I don't. Shouldn't that be the end of the conversation there? But Jay just keeps going.
I think people don't like. It's something about Kyle Schwarber that rubs people the wrong way.
I don't think it's Schwarber. I think it's Schwarber as the leadoff hitter. Because honestly, why would people not be a fan of Schwarber? He's been a really good Philly for 2 years. They've been to the NLCS both times.
Yeah.
Kyle, I don't think the Schwarber conversation is anti-Schwarber. I think it's Schwarber as the leadoff hitter.
Yeah, I don't think, well, unless you're Ron Imanco. I think Ron Imanco just hates Kyle Schwarber. But no, like, it should just be, I think there's fair arguments for both sides here. But, like, it's obvious that it should be Kyle Schwarber. Just look at how much they win with the guy.
I love how that doesn't matter either. Well, that's a coincidence. Well, how come they didn't win when he was not the leadoff hitter? How come they're below 500 when he's not the leadoff hitter? I don't get it. Mike, Mad Mike, is up next. What's up, Mike?
Here we go.
Hey, guys. How are we doing today?
Good, Mike. What are you thinking?
How are you doing today, Mike?
Howie Roseman should be fired for hiring that bozo moron who talks about flowers, Sirianni. It's Howie's fault. He shouldn't be here. Don't hire a moron head coach who doesn't deserve to be a head coach because you're afraid of losing your grip on power, and then we wouldn't have situations like this.
Did you notice yesterday, Mike, by the way, that when one of the questions and answers that he gave about Sirianni, like 10 seconds into it, he just went into praising Howie. I mean, Howie's not going anywhere anytime soon, Mike. We all know this.
Well, I mean, okay, fine, but we have a moron head coach because of Howie Roseman. And that's all his fault. They refuse to hire anybody because they're terrified of Chip Kelly happening again. And we're just going to have morons as our head coach. So now we have to get offensive coordinators who are the de facto head coach.
Hugh, I don't think he's wrong on this. They don't want a strong personality as the head coach.
It feels that way. And you know, when you look at, like, again, and I point to some of the stuff that Coach Sirianni has done. Anybody else would have been fired with the major collapse. That's a historic collapse. That's never happened. A team, what did they go, 11? They got 11 wins and didn't get a win after that?
Where they were 10-1 and then, they only won one more game.
Yeah, so that's ridiculous. That doesn't happen in the NFL.
Unless they were not really that good at 10-1.
No, but still, you could coach. There are teams that you can argue that are less talented at key positions than other teams, and they still find ways to win. You can say that about the Indianapolis Colts. And what they had in the coffers there.
Right. But my point is
they still were able to win.
They did find a way to win. It just evened out to 11-6.
This team, when you look at it, and I am not just on here blowing smoke up anybody's glues. They were incompetent. They looked incompetent at the end of the year.
I don't disagree with that. All right, Mike, what do you got on baseball? You ready for opening day?
You know, baseball's stupid. It belongs back in 18. It's a dumb sport. I don't care about it. Let's just keep talking about football.
Mike, appreciate you, buddy. I mean, I hurt my feelings. I love baseball.
Oh, you didn't let him get a guess.
Well, he said he hates baseball.
A guess for Hughes Clues.
Right, for tickets to the Phillies game.
He didn't want to go.
I love Mike, but that seems unfair to all the people out there who want to go to the game.
That's a good point. I forgot about the fact that it was Phillies.
Yeah, right. It's the second game of the year. A guy says he hates baseball. I mean, how am I going to hand him the tickets?
Yeah, you don't want that guy.
All right. So two things quickly on the Eagles, and then we'll get right back to your phone calls. Number one, we got some news this morning, and it seems like a lot of people around the NFL think it is a big deal. Well, I guess we'll find out in time. Hugh, a member of Howie Roseman's front office is leaving.
Who's leaving?
Jake Rosenberg, who has been credited for a long time now as being the guy behind the contracts that Howie's able to give out, the salary cap guy.
Mm-hmm.
Elliot, who's going to join us coming up at 12, as I've heard him many times talk about, like when we talk about the salary cap and how the Eagles are always under the cap, always have enough move.
Jake's that dude.
Elliot always references Howie and Jake Rosenberg. Well, Jake Rosenberg, longtime salary cap executive and the Howie's aide in the front office, he's leaving the Eagles. According to Jeff McClain, seems like he wants to be a GM at some point, and he kind of realizes he's
never going to be the GM at the Eagles.
Yeah, he's stuck here. So he's going to leave after the draft. So he's out and the Eagles have to replenish. I mean, this has happened a lot. They've lost a lot of good people in the front office over the years that have become GMs in other places. We'll see where Jake Rosenberg goes. But according to Jeff McClain, he is leaving the Eagles when his contract expires at the end of the draft.
Congratulations for him, man.
Well, I mean, he's been a name on a successful team for a long time, so maybe he gets a shot somewhere. Kyle, can we hear the Lurie cut on the idea of Sirianni and the sidelines? I mean, I thought this was a really interesting question and answer because, Hugh, we all watched it. I mean, Sirianni could be
meltdowns.
It could be a lot. I mean, we heard the report that Big Dom had to keep him in check on the sidelines. We heard and we saw what happened at Kansas City, which I thought was childish behavior at the end of a game after they won. Here's Jeff Lurie on what does he think of Sirianni's sideline demeanor?
I think, first of all, one of the aspects that makes Nick really good is he's authentic. He doesn't hold back. That also can be a negative at times. On the sideline, you don't want to infuriate the referees. I always worry about, you know, I want the referees to give us a fair shake, so I don't want him to overreact. But I love his passion. So, you know, I think he recognizes that it can be a little bit counterproductive if he overdoes his own passion. But you don't want to stop where that passion's coming from. So you got to find a sweet spot. And I think he wants to find a sweet spot of what that's like, you know. But you don't – I love his passion.
What'd you make of that answer, Hugh? The idea that he said, I love his passion. He doesn't want to change who he is, but – it wasn't like a full endorsement of the behavior we see.
Well, it's funny because I've had these conversations before with executives when they say certain things, you know, describing me talking about authentic and passionate. There's a fine line that you walk with that, and you have to, because I think that a lot of things that make Coach Sirianni great is who he is and his passion, but you always have to have those buffers like in play to help make sure you don't cross the line too much. You know, so I'm familiar with the jargon that he's using when he says that, because a lot of times what makes you successful as an individual or whatever it is that you decide to do is who you are. So you have to walk that fine line between being true to who you are and also stand within the ramifications of keeping your job. So like, when Coach Sirianni did the thing with...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
If the Kansas City Chiefs fans, I saw that. I didn't have a problem with it, but I also understood that that could potentially come back to bite you.
It's too much. I mean, I thought it was immature.
Yeah, so you have to be aware of that. And a lot of times this year, you heard where kind of Coach Sirianni's passion for the game had led him to having some tete-a-tetes on the sideline with some of his players.
Now, that's a bigger deal. That's got to calm down.
And see, that's the problem, Joe, and that's where I'm saying that there has to be a level of respect there, and the respect goes both ways. And again, I think that, you know, when you look at some of his core qualities, that's the reason why he still has a job. But for somebody else, that could be a net negative, and he would have been fired.
Yeah, and I do think – I think you're right on that. Moving forward, And I said this about the AJ stuff. People started to complain about AJ being too demonstrative on the sideline. To me, it's very hard for Sirianni to tell these guys to calm down.
When he over there acting a donkey.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same thing as if you watch, if a kid has a temper or he or she yells and screams or has meltdowns, and then you watch the parent, and the parent's got a temper and yells and screams and meltdowns. You're like, well, that's the reason, right? Yeah. Like, how's the parent supposed to tell the kid, let's keep our calm, let's relax here, if you're not calm? So that's something moving forward. Like, we can talk about X's and O's all we want. Like, that's something he should be able to fix.
You should be more self-aware.
Yeah, exactly.
You have to be more self-aware, man. And the thing that you have to realize is, a lot of times and I'm not saying that you should change who you are, but a lot of times the way you are could potentially rub people the wrong way.
Totally.
So you have to be self-conscious of that. Unfortunately, it is what it is. And I think Coach Sirianni is in that space. And like I said, I don't think he's a bubblehead. But last year, you can't argue and deny that he did some bubblehead stuff down the course.
Yeah, a couple bubblehead things. I do think, though, we've been a little too critical, even though the bubblehead things are there. Will in the Northeast. Hey, Will.
Hey, gentlemen. How y'all doing today?
Hey, Will. What's up?
All right. I just wanted to comment. Like, Sirianni, it was a collapse, but I believe it started a little bit with that podcast situation. Then the social media back and forth situation. So that kind of took the focus off the team and, you know, what a few players and what we was trying to do. And then I think it trickled into the locker room, you know. Then when it trickled into the locker room, you know, it got to the coach. And then the coach is like, he probably didn't have a way to fix the situation, as we could see, you know. But I believe, like, it was a lot of emotional things that went on in the locker room. And, you know, y'all had a topic before about, you know, feelings and everything. And I just wanted to ask this question. Do you think Jason Kelce retired because of his feelings? And he kind of like retired a little too early because he was so hurt from that season that we had. And, you know, he was putting his all in and, you know, it seemed like the team just gave up. And would you be mad if he said, you know what, I decided a little early, and I just want to hold on.
Whoa, Will. Hopefully, hey, you're right, Will. You good?
The hell is going on?
I'm sorry.
That's all right. I haven't heard something like that since Howard fell off his bike on the air. I mean, that was rough.
Yeah, but I got it because I got to do this job real quick, and I'm gonna go after the huge clue. How about Lisa Bonet?
Lisa Bonet. That's a name we haven't heard very often.
Yeah, Lisa Bonet.
That's not it, but that's a good guess there. I mean, I do love when the people try to get, not just answer the clues.
Just to think how I'm thinking.
Who are you thinking about? That's what's in people's head here. All right, 215-592-9494. So his question was, do we think Kelce retired because of all this? I don't.
I think that has something to do with
you. You do?
Though.
I think Kelce was out anyway. That documentary last year on Amazon, he had one foot out the door. Plus, we're getting the stories this morning. It's like a bidding war for Jason Kelce in the media now that he's done playing football.
I ain't mad at that. Like, he's going to make it. He's going to be in a position to make a ton of bread.
Yeah, he is. And good for him. I think he had one foot out the door anyway. I don't think it's because of Nick or the locker room. It felt to me like he was going to retire no matter what this season gave. I mean, I thought there was a real chance he would have retired last year if they won that Super Bowl. 215-592-9494. We'll get to everyone's phone call here in the 12 o'clock hour. We're looking for an actress that Kyle didn't recognize. Didn't even know her name for the Phillies opening night.
Who?
I mean, he really did. He
who?
We felt old. I mean, you must have felt really old, but I felt old too. We have Elliot join us next. His take on all this and some audio. We got to get his thoughts from Saquon and Jason Kelce. You're going to want to hear this next. 215-592-9494 for Midday Show, Sports Radio 94.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.